The little girl who fell down the well. Also known as Take Blue. As told to Lewin Brown Shields by Edwin Marion Whiting. Once upon a time, there were three little sisters, who lived where there were lots of sheep. The main occupation of the people was taking care of the wool and the sheep. Well, these little girls were given the responsibility by their parents, of washing the wool after it had been clipped from the sheep. The two older sisters always gave the youngest sister the hardest work to do. One day, just to be mean, they gave her some black wool, and told her she had to scrub it until it was as white as snow. She started on her task at the well and scrubbed and scrubbed. It seemed like the harder she worked, the more impossible the task became. From time to time her sisters would come and criticize her, and tell her she just couldn't do anything right. That just made her wash all the harder. She washed and she washed, and pretty soon her arms felt like they would just break off. Her sisters came by again, which made her work all the harder. All of a sudden, she was so tired that she fell right into the well. She fell and fell, and all of a sudden, she wasn't falling through water, she was falling through air. Then all of a sudden, she landed on a soft pile of leaves. She looked around and saw she was in a strange land she had never seen before. She didn't know what to do, but she thought she ought to find her way home just as quickly as she could. Near the pile of leaves was a road, so she followed it, hoping to find someone who could help her find her way home. Pretty soon she came to a tree that was so loaded down with apples that the limbs were breaking. As she started to pass the tree, it spoke to her and said, "Little girl, will you help me pick my apples?" She answered, "Of course I will." She went right up to the tree, saw that there were some baskets by the tree's trunk, and filled all the baskets with apples. After she was through, the tree said, "Thank you, little girl. My branches feel much better now." She asked, "Can you tell me how to get home?" The tree replied, "Just keep following this road." So she continued down the road, and had walked quite a ways, when she came to a stove at the side of the road. The stove cried out to her, "Oh, little girl, my loaves of bread are burning. Can you take them out of my oven?" She said, "Of course I will." And she went over and removed the loaves of bread from the oven. The stove thanked her, and told her she was a very kind little girl. Again, she was worried about finding her way home, but the stove said to just keep following the road, so she did. She walked along for quite a ways, and was getting hungry and thirsty and didn't know what to do, so she just kept walking. She saw a house in the distance, and when she got there she knocked on the door to see if she could find some help. A nice-looking lady came to the door. She explained that she was lost. The lady said, "Come right in, I think I can help you." She asked if she was hungry and the little girl said, "Yes, I am terribly hungry, and thirsty, too." The lady said, "Come right in my kitchen, and you can have some supper, and then I'll show you the way home." She fixed the little girl some bread and milk, and told her to eat as much as she liked, and when she was through, she should come in the other room and she would be waiting for her. So the little girl, who loved bread and milk, ate until she felt much better. Then she cleared up the table, wiped up the crumbs, did up the dishes, and went in to see the lady. The kind lady said, "Before I show you the way home, come into this room with me." So the little girl followed her into a room filled with boxes of all different colors. There were red boxes, blue boxes, lavender boxes, and pretty canary yellow boxes. There were even some white boxes and a few pink ones. The lady said, "Now, I want you to pick a box of any color. You may take one." The little girl was just about to reach for the red box, when a little bird in the corner said, "Take blue. Take blue." So she said, "All right, I'll take blue." So she picked up the blue box and followed the lady outside. The lady pointed in the distance and said, "Now you just go up over that hill and you'll be home." So the little girl followed the instructions and went up over the hill, and there was her home in the distance. It was almost dark, so she hurried as fast as she could and went inside. Her parents had been worried about her and they were so glad to see her, and her sisters had been kind of worried, because they didn't know where she was. When they asked where she had been, she told them the whole story. When she had finished, they asked, "What is in the blue box?" "Oh, I forgot all about it." So she opened it up, and found it was full of sparkling jewels of all different colors. Of course, the older sisters were excited when they saw what was in the box. The oldest sister said, "I'm going to have a box just like that." So early the next morning, this sister hurried outside and jumped in the well. She fell and fell, but pretty soon she wasn't falling in the water, she was falling through the air and soon landed on the same pile of leaves. She saw the same little road and began to walk. Soon she came to the tree that was again full of apples. And the tree said, little girl, will you pick my apples for me?" She was in a hurry, so she said, "You just pick your own apples." She hurried on down the road and pretty soon she came to the same stove. The stove cried out as she passed, "Little girl, will you take the bread out of my oven before it burns?" She replied, "You take your own bread out," and just stopped on down the road. She was wondering where the house was because she was hungry, tired, and thirsty, and wanted her box. Finally, she saw the house and walked up, banged on the door, and waited impatiently for the lady to answer. Soon the nice, kind lady opened the door and said, "May I help you?" The big sister said, "I'm lost and I want to go home, and I'm hungry." The lady said, "Well, come in and I'll see what I can do for you." She invited her into the kitchen and said, "Here's some bread and milk. You can have all you want, and then when you are finished, I'll show you the way home." This girl was very greedy and ate and ate and ate. When she was through, she left her crumbs all over the table and floor, and left the milk and bread on the table, and hurried into the other room, where the lady was waiting. The kind lady said, "Now I'll show you the way to go home." The girl said, "But wait. I want a box." The lady looked at her a little bit strangely, then said, "Well, all right. Come with me." She showed her to the same room, that was full of colored boxes, and she picked out a red box. The little bird in the corner said, take blue," but she insisted she wanted the red box, so she grabbed the box and returned to the lady, who showed her how to get home. She went over the same hill and sure enough, she was almost home, so she ran the rest of the way. As soon as she got inside, she couldn't wait to show her box to her family, so she tore it open and it was full of fire. It leapt out of the box and they all got out of the house just in time. The fire burned up their home and everything inside.